misadventurers, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. In the last episode, the Dames had cleared the lower level of the tower from skeletons before getting caught up in rooms that were part of the mage's clockwork defense system. While searching the random rooms, they met a dragonborn who was trapped in a mirror. With promises of finding a means to free her, the Dames eventually made their way to the outer staircase. That's when an earth elemental attacked. In the hopes of finding a command word to stop the creature, Riot called out the name Boneserker. The elemental promptly melded into stone and disappeared. Suspecting they had little time before the creature reported their whereabouts, the Dames quickly made their way up the stairwell with Karen in the lead. We left off with Karen coming face to face with her brother Emre. We're joined again today by special guest Davis Hodges Hall, reprising the role of Emre Boneserker. Davis, can you describe what Emre looks like in this moment?
Gray skin, green eyes, white hair, with a scowl like lines have formed where on his face where he's been scowling for a very long time.
And Karen, you're the one that comes face to face with him. And clearly this isn't the Emre you remember. His skin used to be very snake-like and sort of shimmery, even though he had a mostly humanoid form as a Yonti. And now it's sort of washed out, very gray. And you come face to face on the staircase, and that's where we resume.
Emre? Is that Riot? Come on, he's here. He's here. He looks...
Karen.
Hi. Oh my...
I've been looking for you for a long time.
Oh, we've been looking for you.
Karen is like overjoyed. She's just super not responding to any scowling, just like just super happy and like, yeah.
So as you're overjoyed and Emre is staring down at you, I need you to all roll for initiative.
Oh. Okay.
Jen the player is going to remind Karen and Lariah. I'm sorry. Brittany and Jess that they have a protection from good and evil for 10 or 9 more minutes.
Probably. What that do?
What that do? What that do, bro?
It is.
What them spell deeds at?
creatures of that are aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead get disadvantage on attack rolls against you. And you cannot also be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. Karen, don't know how that works on you. Now I know it's why, like, none of my spells work. No.
Emre, can I get your roll first?
Yeah, no problem. I got 12.
I'm calling everybody by their character names now. Riot?
19.
Lariah?
8.
Karen?
19 as well.
What's your dexterity?
+3.
+3, 2.
Oh, that's right. We always do this. Strength is +1.
+2 for Karen.
All right, so I will let Karen go first. So Karen... Interesting. So Karen, you are staring at Emre, overjoyed. what do you want to do? I guess like you don't necessarily realize what's
happening. I mean, I don't know how like initiative works in character, but Karen definitely does not think that just she might just take this opportunity to talk to him, I guess.
Okay, go for it.
Emre, we've been looking for you. We had to come back here, which is, you know, not our first choice, but we thought you might be here. I can't believe we were right.
Do you know what you did?
We should catch up, because I've done a lot of stuff to get back here. I actually...
Oh, I'm sure you have. You never quite stop doing things, don't you?
Oh, man. it's like we never left, you know? We're just kind of back into it. Yeah, I know. I'm a bit of a handful, but we've riots here. She's right there. And Karen's kind of pointing behind her down the steps. And we found Fatima too. She's just outside, and everyone's fine. I mean, I'm not fine. I died, and this body is... Anyways, it's a long story. We could have, like, tea or something. I like tea now, too.
Oh, man. It doesn't really look like he's hearing anything you're saying, and he's just, like, looking you in the eyes.
Karen just staring and talking at a statue. Just inanimate.
Do we want to move to Riot before we move to Emray?
He's gonna... Set me straight. Sure. Or I'm going to actually turn down to Riot just with my head and just say,
Riot, something's wrong. I don't know what.
Riot bursts up the stairs. Emray! Emray, you're here! Are you? Oh my god! Oh no! You look tired. Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I missed you. And she's like trying to like reach out for a hug and make him come to her a little bit. Like she wants to, but like she is very shocked by his the change in his pallor and his hair. Like it looks to her like, you know, he's lost something.
He's still staring straight at Karen.
Do you want to do an investigation check? Yeah, Riot? Can I investigate and see if he's like wearing anything weird or...
Yeah.
Oh!
Her little tricksy tiefling eyes look all like furtively like dart around. 17.
So his pallor definitely suggests to you that there's no blood flowing through it, and there's something in his eyes that you catch that show focus and deep-seated, almost it's hatred. Yeah, she's going to, behind her back, just take one of her hands and, like, make the mark at the base of her spine and cast protection from good and evil on herself.
Okay.
Or evil and good.
Yeah.
So we're all covered now for a little bit. She's like, Emray, please! And in return, she wants to reach out and try to touch him.
Okay. Arm. What are you attempting to do with this touch?
Just to redirect his focus at herself.
Okay.
Away from Karen.
You can make a persuasion check, but with disadvantage.
All right. A 4. Emray, look at me.
So focused.
Just like I've never, just like we never left.
Thank you. And Emray, it is now your turn.
Oh, poo.
Still staring at Karen, he'll walk forwards, and as he walks forwards, his staff, which is like, it ends with like a golden cobra head, animates and starts like it's like a big cobra, and it's like flipping around, and he'll walk up to Karen and he'll say, it's all your fault, and then he'll attack with a 18.
Yep. grouchy. Is this a staff new, or is that that's something that Emery's always had?
He's always had
with
the
animating cobra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, you would know. Like as soon as he lifted the staff, you would know what was about to happen.
And I assume he's never really actually used it on Karen, so she's seen it used on other people. And at this
yeah,
point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you take 6 damage, and then you have to make a DC 15 Constitution saving throw.
Ooh, 18.
Yes. Okay. yeah, you succeed, so you are not poisoned.
Well, thank you.
but now, she's like, but has she been bitten? Like in a?
Oh terrible... yeah, she's been bit. It like, it extends out and like bites you right on the neck.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Ow. Okay, that looks really cool from this angle. But oh, come on, man.
I'm here to say it does not look cool from any angle. Emery, what are you doing?
I disagree. It's cool from all angles.
Emery, do you have any bonus actions?
My bonus action was to animate the staff.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Lariah, it is now your turn. So you,
okay, great.
Yeah. So you see the siblings engage in this conversation, and then Emery start a fight.
Conversation. Okay.
Just based on everything Lariah knows about the Bonesuckers, this feels correct.
Takes a turn to watch.
Yes. Oh, are we reenacting someone's birthday dinner? Yeah. Who gets the last piece? Can we feel her judgment, by the way, Kat? Like, in the back of our necks?
I mean, yeah.
I think at this point, yes.
You can feel it like a physical presence. Like a weight on your shoulders. What did you say the staff was made out of?
Gold.
Cool.
Wrong answer.
I don't actually know if it's made out of gold. It was a ad lib. Ad lib. What's the staff made out of?
I think it could be anything we want it to be, so...
Well, I definitely want it to be gold.
Sounds like
gold.
Sounds like
yeah, I mean, I think because the mage had so much accumulated wealth, I think we could say it could easily have been made out of gold, or at least plated with gold.
Cool. In that case, so Lariah is very confused about what's happening, but it seems like Karen and Raya are not in on whatever is happening here. So she is going to point at the staff and cast heat metal. So unfortunately, so is it right now embedded in Karen's neck, or did it just like bite her and pull back?
It bit her and pulled back.
Oh, no, thank goodness. Like, Lara is not that mad at Karen yet.
Thanks for checking.
So it does 14 fire damage to Emery, who's holding it. And then you also need to make a constitution saving throw or drop the staff.
Rough stuff. Except I rolled a 16 plus 5, 21.
So, yeah, you definitely keep your hands on it then.
But I took how much?
14.
Okay.
Sorry, actually, that was incorrect. Because of the level I cast it at, there's one more. That is 18 damage. And I think that's all I can do right now. Except
hooray.
For just say like, hey, what's, hey, is this what you were expecting to happen when you found your brother, or?
No, we were expecting hugs and, maybe a lecture.
Okay, well.
A lecture is coming later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, maybe he's in there.
Like, are you planning to lecture their dead bodies, or like, is this just like a quick like?
I mean, mine's probably just
maybe Karen's body
right there. Yeah, it's already there, bro. Like, come on, let's talk about this. What are you? What happened?
Karen, it is your turn. So,
Can I? So we still don't know what has happened to him.
That's true. If you do,
is it a memory, like perception, like back, like she can see the ingredients? I don't know.
No, I'm gonna say
on the back of the box, the emery box.
let's just do a straight up wisdom check.
Okay. 9.
Unsure.
No.
I think you're still reeling from the fact that that cobra bit you in the neck.
Okay. Karen is going to pull out her ghost mace and start to kind of like play with it in her hand, almost like Harley Quinn style with a bat. And we'll start to walk. Oh, what's at the top of the stairs? Is this this is like a room now?
At the top of the stairs is the second floor. So you would know that is where Emre and Fatima's bedrooms were. There's also an armory up there. And all of you have suspected that there's a secret library somewhere up there, but none of you have actually been in it.
Got it. So we're basically in a hallway with like the bedroom doors and whatnot.
You're up. You were making your way up the staircase, so you're still in the stairwell.
But Emery's at the top of the stairwell.
That's right.
Okay. Karen is going to like advance up the stairs to hopefully like just get us into the hallway a little bit, just like push us all back towards there. I'm not sure if Emery would be moving backwards or if he's not going to move at all.
You're going to try pushing past him, right?
No. I'm going to try to just push us all backwards. So if Emery is at all intimidated by Karen, I'm just really hoping that maybe is a possibility here. Maybe he is walking backwards. If not, Karen.
Emery is staring you in the eyes.
Cool. Don't want to dance. All right, got it.
Yeah. So if you wanted to try pushing him, you'd have to do a strength contest.
No, I'm not going to try pushing him. I'm just going to attack. Emre, let's remember that I just wanted to talk. I offered you tea, and she's like spinning the mace in her hand. And as she sees that his expression is not changing whatsoever, she's actually going to come down and swing the mace down on top of him.
All right, yikes. Roll your attack.
Yikes, guys. 13 to hit. Yikes.
Oh, sorry, that does hit.
Yeah, it does hit. Oh, then. Okay. Okay, that's four points of radiant damage. I will also say that a fiend or an undead with this weapon takes extra damage.
You notice he takes extra damage.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Jen's like, all right, finally, this spell will work.
this is a biggie. So it was 4 points of bludgeoning damage, but then 12 points of radiant damage. So 16 altogether. Wait, 18 altogether. Math? 12 plus 14, 16 altogether.
Karen, you notice when you swing your mace down on Emre, that when it connects, it seems like he winces a little.
After Karen hits, she's gonna like kind of have a confused look in her face because she thinks that her mace did its job very well. turn to Riot and say, he's kind of affected by my ghost mace. that's not good, Riot. That's really bad.
I mean, he's clearly not well, and I assume Father she sort of screams over his shoulder, has something to do with it.
Karen, did you have a bonus action, or was that it?
Yes, she does have a bonus action. She is going to enter a rage because that reaction to her mace scared her a little bit. So she's in a rage now.
Scared rage. Riot, what would you like to do?
So Riot flips up the hood of her beautiful transforming leaf hooded pauldrons. So it looks like from her shoulders, from the top of her head, it's like green leaves that change into yellow, orange, and fiery red. She also whips out her glaive and wants to attempt to trip Emre. Okay. And dance around him, like pass him to get into the to get further down the hallway.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. I'm reading this and it says pulling the hood up or down requires an action.
Yeah. Okay, so this is my action.
So yeah, so you've pulled your hood up and sort of like melded into the stone background. If you have a bonus action, you could do so.
Ready. she with sadness in her eyes, her fingers twitch and little like silver tiny arrows shoot out from them, and she casts Slayer's Prey on him. So yeah, she can unfortunately cause extra damage if needed.
Okay. Emre, you just saw from the corner of your eye, Riot has sort of disappeared. But, I mean, I think clearly your focus is still on Karen. It is now your turn.
Okay. Emre is going to cast Darkness. So in 60 feet. So Emre, like, puts his hands together and like, smoke, like inky smoke starts to like fall out of his hands, like almost like he's like giving something, and it just like fills up the space around him and like fills the air, and suddenly it's pitch black and nobody can see except for me.
All right. Lariah, it is now your turn, and you are within the range of this 60 foot block of darkness.
Not anymore, I'm not. Loria is going to pull out her Lantern of Revealing.
Excellent.
Loria has had it with these bones.
I picture her like muttering under her breath as she's like pulling out her like.
It's definitely like these bone servers. If it's not one thing, I just you could just have one reasonable. You know what? and she pulls out her lantern, which sheds bright light in a 30-foot radius and dim light for an additional 30 feet. And invisible creatures and objects are visible if they're in the lantern's bright light.
Is it magical light?
It just says bright light.
I think darkness is not affected. Let me just double check.
Non-magical light cannot illuminate this darkness.
Well, dang, that did nothing. And Lorelai is real upset about it. What she will do, because it's darkness, so she can't really see anything. But the... staff is still hot, so Loria is just going to use her bonus action to, like, reheat it.
Yes.
Okay.
Would the heat coming off of that, if that's magic, radiate a little bit of light?
It causes it to glow red hot.
we could say that there's a flash of like red. But...
Oh, cool! A terrifying rave. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I said that.
That is 16 fire damage.
Rough. Rough stuff.
I actually don't know if you have to make the Oh yeah, and you have to make the Constitution saving throw again.
Uh-huh. I did not make it, so now I dropped my staff. It was a 9. Do.
Riot says, "I hear you doing something, Lariah. Thank you. don't kill him if it's possible. Not too late.
I don't want to kill him. I'm just trying not to let him kill you.
Thank you.
All right.
For some reason.
What?
She muttered that under her breath.
But you know, loud mutter, right?
Yeah, I was like, sound travels faster when it's dark. You know that, right?
In her head, she was muttering it. Actually, she like screamed it into the room.
All right. So, Karen, it is back up to your turn.
Okay. I don't even know. It's dark. I saw a flash of a terrifying memory face.
And he was staring right at you, too.
Right, exactly. But assuming that he's, like, in the same position as what that flash was, and Karen is in a rage right now, so she's just going to kind of wildly approach him again. Emery, I am dead. I am already dead. I don't know what you're trying to do, but it's done. There's nothing left. This body's not mine. And she's saying this as she's, like, she's basically like whipping her mace in front of her, walking towards him, and hoping to hit him. I'm not sure if I'm gonna need to make a check for that, but
yeah, you need to, you can roll your attack, but it is with disadvantage.
Got it. Yep. Sounds about right. Oh, natural one.
Yeah, you're just swinging wildly. Yeah. Emre, you get a full view of this. Thankfully, Riot and Lariah aren't seeing this, but like you're just like wildly swinging, and Emre is just like staring at this like
5 feet away.
Yeah,
Emre is still her big brother. She's very embarrassed.
Lariah can't see nothing it, but changed. She can sense it.
Yeah.
Lariah is like to some nonsense.
It's weird because Riot can taste a sister shame. In the air?
Oh no.
Do you have a bonus action?
No.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Riot, it's now your turn. So you are cloaked, but also in complete darkness.
Cool. I love it when my coolness is rendered unnecessary. That's the subtitle of my Riot's life story.
Yeah, it's pretty much on brand. Did you still want to sneak past?
Yeah, she's trying to get behind him to see if she can see anything through any open doorways.
I think you would be able to use the wall to as a guide, because it is a fairly narrow passageway, and you are familiar with it. So I'll let you roll your stealth. I won't give advantage, but just roll your straight stealth. Because Emery sort of has advantage. So it sort of cancels
perfect.
Out.
10.
Emery, roll a perception check.
Twelve.
So you do notice Riot going by you. Do you want to do anything?
Wait, Riot's here? He was a little thrown off from Karen's whiff just now.
Uh-huh.
Being Riot shimmying, he wasn't even aware until just now that she was here.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Oh, so yeah. Did you say that out loud, like, though?
He'd be like, Riot?
Oh, no. Okay.
So when that happens, Riot, you're sort of like right beside him as you're shimmying by, and he looks. Well, you don't see this, but you hear him say, Riot?
Right, and it sounds like normal him.
Yeah, I would say that. In that moment, you have a strong, like, sense that Emery is in there somewhere, the Emery you know. And you can safely make your way up to the top of the staircase, which isn't very far away. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make a correction. The darkness is actually a 15-foot radius.
Okay.
The range was 60, though.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Riot, you come out of this magical darkness, blinking because there are torchlights in the sconces, and you instantly recognize the area that's very familiar to you. It's a circular hall, I guess. And you know that there's Emre's bedroom, Fatima's bedroom, and the armory.
Great. She wants to run to Emre's bedroom and see if she can find anything useful. If she has any more movement left, that is. I don't know what climbing stairs.
Yeah, I will say that you can make it to his bedroom, mm-hmm. and then the next turn you can spend searching the room for whatever you need.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay, Emre, it is now your turn.
Emre is going to snap out of seeing Riot there for a second, and remember that Karen is right there, and. Pick up the staff. Can I pick up the staff with my bonus action?
Or you can pick up your staff, yeah. It's right right at your feet.
I'll pick up my staff and I'll make another attack.
Okay.
That is pretty good. The 21. only 5 physical damage. The snake flicks out.
Psychological damage.
Countless, years,
right?
And years.
Years and years, yeah, okay.
And then you have to make that save. DC 15.
Oh, sorry, please describe what happens again. I just totally interrupted you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, sorry. The staff, like, she picks up the staff, and again, the cobra, like, flicks out and bites you on the neck again in the same spot.
Nice.
because, of course. But you can't see that, so you just feel it.
Again, the same spot, Emre. You're so accurate.
It's all your fault, Karen.
What is all my fault?
Or the reason I'm like this.
No, don't say that. It's Dad. It's Dad's the reason. He's always the reason.
Dad isn't even here.
Okay, where is he? This is an interesting line of questioning.
He's upstairs. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, he's here in the tower.
I just meant, like, in this moment, you're the one who's here, and it's your fault.
Okay, I'm glad you are aware of your surroundings. That's giving me a little bit of comfort. What happened?
This is the home that you destroyed.
Okay, let's remember why that happened, because Dad was doing something crazy. Remember that?
No. No.
Well, that's unfortunate.
No, you were there and you destroyed the amulet and it caused an explosion and everybody died except for, wait. And then he's sort of seems confused, but you can't see him, so you don't know.
Lariah, you hear this strange conversation happening above. What do you want to do next?
Everybody did die. Karen is dead. That's what she was trying to tell you. But Lariah is going to once again reheat up that staff.
All right.
That is 10 fire damage.
Ah! Who keeps doing this?
and he needs to make that con save.
Karen!
No, it's not me. Oh, it's my friend Lariah. She's great. She's awesome. You'll really like her. She is doing that to you, though, and it's one of my favorite tricks.
I knew it was your fault. No, it's always your fault! I failed to save, so I dropped it again.
Just listen to her. She is dead. She came back to try to find you.
Wait, who? What? Who is that? Karen, enough with this.
You know I'm not that cool. I don't have tricks like that, Emre. You know that. I'm pretty basic.
You are really basic.
Whoa.
No.
Ow, from the darkness.
Super
that
rude.
Yeah, that hurt. Couldn't even see your face when you said that.
You're starting to talk some sense, actually.
Would Lariah be able to tell, like, I know it's darkness, would she be able to tell if it seems like Emre has, like, moved a lot from where he was initially? Or I guess since she did just heat up his staff again, could she use that to kind of like try to pinpoint his current location?
Yes. I think I would give you a... Let's do perception, but with disadvantage.
That is a 5.
Unfortunately, it seemed like when it heated up, he moved because he was injured from the fire. And then the flash of darkness made it so that you couldn't relocate him. Was there anything else?
Yeah, because that just reheating up the staff is just a bonus action. So I was trying to decide what I want to do for my action. But since I can't see anything, that is a tough one. I guess Loria is just going to try to like make her way closer to Karen.
Okay.
Probably using the wall as a guide to just kind of, like, step a little bit closer.
Yeah, I think you can do that fairly easily. You use the wall as a guide with one hand, and then if you're reaching out on the other side, your hand brushes against Karen.
Okay. She'll pause here, and we'll wait for her next turn.
All right. Karen, what would you like to do?
Karen is going to... come out of her rage, actually. I think Emre would know what it looks like when Karen is in a rage.
Yeah.
And so this will be like an act of not disengaging exactly, but just showing Emre that she's like kind of coming down and like basically almost putting up a white flag a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll come out of her rage. And again, not knowing exactly where Emery is, she's going to take a couple of slow steps forward towards him.
Okay.
Emery, this isn't my body. Whatever you're trying to do, you're not doing it to me. This is a loner. a really nice person is allowing me to be here right now to help Riot, and it's not me. I'm a ghost. If you're trying to kill me, if you're trying to get revenge on me, it's not me. You're hurting an innocent person.
So Emre, I'm going to let you know that because of the knowledge that you have from your father, you know that Karen's possession of this body means that when she gets to zero, the possession ends. So that means Karen's ghost will leave the body and the body will be unconscious, and then you'll be face to face with Karen.
Great, Kat. Thanks for just... he knows all that, doesn't he? Great, great.
That's exactly.
However, she is making a plea on Riot's behalf.
Right, yeah.
So I'm going to have Karen roll persuasion.
Seven.
Not persuasive enough.
not quite there.
Yikes. All right. I'll practice that one in the mirror next time.
All right. So we're going to head on up the staircase into Emre's room. So Riot, you quickly make your way into this room and you're scanning around for anything useful. Is that right?
Yeah, it was probably a ill-fated, silly attempt at seeing if, like, Emre still sleeps here, and if, like, he's left his token of power here, which he obviously doesn't. Like, desperately looking for signs of him probably, like, mussing the bed and stuff and all that.
But, yeah. Like, that part, make an investigation check.
It's very neat.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
The labeled potions on the wall are still there, except Karen's is not there anymore.
Oh, really? What are these potions again? With my 18?
I will.
Is there a corporealized potion or something?
I will give you. I'm going to roll to see what you find left in the cubbies. Mm-hmm. With that 18, you also notice that he used to wear a silk robe, and it was this robe that had all these serpents, colorful serpents embroidered on it. And you knew that, like, you'd seen it in action before. It was a cloak, a robe that he could summon an actual serpent from. Ooh. And one of the basically every time he summoned a serpent, the embroidery would essentially come to life and leave the cloak, robe. And you notice it there, and there's only one snake left on it. And also, in your cubby, you have an inky liquid in a bottle, and it's actually labeled by Emre in his neat handwriting. And it is a potion of resistance, and this potion is resistant to necrotic damage. So, Riot, what do you want to do after discovering these two things?
Sorry, Riot grabs the potion of resistance and dons Emre's serpentine silk robe.
Okay, so I think you would have to doff your pauldron.
Yes, with a merry twist and a twinkle.
It's a word.
No, I know. I was just joking at both of us. So yeah. She throws her pauldron off, puts on the robe, carefully putting it between her wings so she could still use them, but it's still considered being worn. I don't want to rip it just in case, you know? Mm-hmm.
So you would know that the robe of serpents requires attunement. Would you still want to put it on?
Yeah, why not? Like,
okay. So just you would just need just a short
my clothes.
It would I mean, she's your little sister, so yeah.
I'm so, used to that, so I guess.
Yeah.
Little sister in a serpent coat. Yeah.
I'm going to send you the link to that. And you would just need a short rest to attune to it. And and yeah, you have one serpent left on it, very brightly colored.
Yeah.
All right, so that's probably the end of your turn. Your next turn, you could get back into the hallway.
Yeah, she wants to. She feels like she keeps hearing gasps and reveals and is feeling very dumb for leaving.
Oh, no!
It's like an anime Emanata soundtrack out there, like...
Emre, it is now your turn.
Emre is confused and angry. are you trying to say to me, Karen? Acid splash.
Man, one thing at a time. Is that just coming out of nowhere again also?
Yes.
How long does the darkness last?
Let me check.
That's the bones of conversion.
It's the concentration.
Okay.
Oh, concentration.
Up to 10 minutes. So yeah, this is that's a lot of rounds.
Although I should have been making concentration checks before.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
From the hot staff. How about I don't have it now.
Can we just see
the next time I take damage?
Yeah. Next time you take, yeah, we'll do that. So Emre, you've acid splashed Karen. What does she need to do?
That's a D14 dex save.
You're doing a lot of work for these for these attacks. Wishes
she was in there so she could say, like, by the power of the moon.
Oh, and I'm not in rage anymore, so I can't. Oh, actually. Okay. 21.
Yeah.
Definitely dodge out of the way of this. You hear it coming at you.
Wait, although it's dark, right?
Yeah.
Is this at disadvantage?
I would say,
Probably.
It feels like it should be, which is the only reason I said it. I don't know.
Well, all attack rolls against you have disadvantage right now because of a protection.
That's true. So it all cancels out. It all cancels out. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, we'll call it a 21 then.
You feel Riot's celestial ghostly hut.
Oh yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't even me. It was just the spell that was just like, whoop, zoop, move this way.
You hear squelch like nearby.
Yeah. Oh, it like sizzle. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, come on, Emery. You know I hate that one.
And
nobody likes acid, Karen.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to make you a little less basic.
Hey, science.
Science jokes. Amazing.
You're always trying to teach me things, Emery. In character, Karen would probably be like, I don't get it.
Don't you so sour.
I don't understand why you're fighting.
This is the fight for Sation. It's not even really a fight.
It just seems like you're all basically the same person.
Yeah, it's called family.
I am nothing like Karen.
All right.
Are you trying to reason with Emre, Laura?
I mean, probably not with my negative charisma.
You don't know until you try.
Your charisma is negative?
Yes, I have a negative charisma modifier. I mean, I guess, yeah, I can try.
All right, make a persuasion check.
Seven.
You do not hear anything in response to your words.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, Laura is just going to she's going to heat that staff up again.
All right.
Jen would like to award Damespiration, if possible.
Yes.
To Karen for not getting the base an acid joke. And Mariah for finally attempting charisma.
I already have the inspiration from last time. I haven't used yet.
Oh, okay.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Actually, like,
this is very negative charisma of you.
While we're doing Damespiration awards, just so I don't forget, even though Karen can't see this, I guess Brittany will give this to Riot for just putting on Emery's cloak for no reason, knowing she can't really do anything with it, but just playing dress up a little bit. I thought that was inspired. So, yeah.
I think Riot has secretly always wanted to wear that robe.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Now it's only got one dinky snake on it, though. She's going to get the phone. She's going to find Rose.
It's just so funny that, like, if Karen could have seen any of this, she would have seen, like, Riot walk by, leave the fight, go into Emery's room, come out sporting his cloak, like, da-da-da, how do you like that? So funny.
Amazing.
That's 19 fire damage.
Yes.
Hooray.
All right, so Emre, you drop the staff, and actually your concentration drops as well.
Yeah.
So the magical darkness ends. So all of you are sort of blinking in the light as the darkness ends. Lariah, I think did you say that was a bonus action? So you can actually take an action now?
That is a bonus action. And since he left me in darkness so long, I think it's time to light this place up a little bit.
Put that on a t-shirt. Damn. Nice.
I mean, Laura doesn't want to kill him. All right, so Laura is going to cast Moonbeam. So she's casting it just like slightly behind him because it is a 5-foot radius and she doesn't want to catch Karen in it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a constitution saving throw for Emre.
I rolled another 2. Roll here.
Apparently not being a Bonezerker gives me an advantage.
It's a stat block for that.
So that is... Oh, one more, actually. So that is 23 radiant damage.
Wow.
All right.
Oof. Oof. You've dealt so much damage to me, Lariah.
Just single-handedly.
Yeah, she does that.
For some reason, I'm the heavy hitter.
You're like the only one who's dealt damage, and it's been a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, let's rub that one in.
I haven't tried.
Can't even kill me, right, Karen?
All right, Karen, it is your turn.
Okay, now that Karen, I guess she's in the light now.
Emre, don't you think I would have turned wolfy, you know, in all of this? I can't do that anymore, because I'm dead. I don't know how much clearer I can be.
No, I know what happened to you.
Oh, okay, so you want to kill or knock out an innocent person? That's your thing now? That's what? Not you.
You're not innocent. I told you already. You're the reason we're in this situation in the first place.
Okay, I wasn't talking about me. I know I'm not innocent. I've done a lot of... Wait, you... Okay, so you know that I'm a ghost?
Yes.
Okay.
Father told me about what you did.
Okay, so, Riot and I have had some time outside of the tower and had some time to reflect on Father and all of the crazy stuff that he did. And, you know, I'm going to give you a pass because you've been here apparently with him, you know, hanging out. You have to realize who the bad guy is here. It's not me. Riot trusts me. You trust Riot, right?
Riot trusts everybody.
Okay, that's very true, and I'll give it to you.
Can I be conjured by this slander?
Excuse me. Coming out of Emery's room in his coat.
Yeah, exactly. Yell it down the hallway.
Oh my gosh.
Karen, I feel like you're attempting to persuade him, so I will let you... make a persuasion roll, but with disadvantage.
Okay. 5.
He seems like he is not interested in your words.
If I use my Damespiration on this, do I roll just once more, or do I have to roll at disadvantage again?
You just roll once more.
Do my disadvantaged rolls count? Probably. No. Wait.
No. You just roll again.
I'd have to undo those.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. 16.
All right. You see that Emre, there's a spark in his eyes that kind of recognize what you're saying is true.
Emery's not very smart, so. He's confused. He looks confused.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Emre, I'm going to leave this body soon. This is the end of the road for me. You don't have to force me out of it. I'm just trying to help Riot, and you can help her too. Just stop this. And then I'll be released, and you can, you know, throw rocks at my ghost, whatever it is that you want to do.
Acid splash.
Sure, acid splash the ghost. Sure. That'll be fun. It'll just go right through and there'll be some kind of astral ooze. Yeah, it'll be actually, yeah, but, let's do that because that sounds awesome.
My father told me that. It's your fault.
Father lied to you? Oh, weird. He's never done that before.
Surely Riot has run down the hallway by now.
Yeah, Riot, it is your turn now. So I can, you can say that in your turn, you can run back and you have, you can take a bonus action here.
She's got her her glaive out in her hands and comes up behind Emre.
You have to be aware, though, that the moonbeam is there, right? Or is it on Emre?
So it is a 5-foot radius. It's sort of... I mean, Emre is definitely within the 5 feet, but mm-hmm. it probably is extending a little bit behind him as well.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to say, Emre.
Yes.
Brother.
Riot. Where have you been? Are you wearing my...
this? Oh, this?
How did you even get...
She kind of like holds it out so he can see.
How are you always in my room?
It's, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that, but...
It's okay. You can go in my room. You're always in there. When I don't understand, you weren't even... What you were here just a few seconds ago.
Emre, you're not well. None of us are.
Oh, you... Really? You couldn't... I couldn't tell by my gray skin and white hair.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but if you, it doesn't seem like you're aging at an appropriate time rate or, possibly, something's been draining you. And I think we know it's Dad. He's abusive. He's always been. He's molded our minds into these terrible things. And Karen and I mean, I heard you guys, we've made friends. We've made people that, like, gesturing at Lariah, we've made friends and, like, learned what it means to be like a solid, trustworthy person. We're still not very good at it, but.
Right, you're great at everything.
We're only as good as the people around us, and we need you to. You can't hurt Karen. She.
Right. Can you make a persuasion check with advantage?
Mm-hmm. 12. And Riot steps into the moonbeam and gives him a hug.
Oof. Oh no. Okay. Hold on, let me roll damage.
Oh, God.
Do it. I miss you. Is Emre hugging her back? Or is he just like had his hands at his side?
Oh man. This is powerful.
Yeah. I think Emre is moved and we're gonna fall out of initiative, because he has been swayed by your argument. Riot, you are going to take some radiant damage here.
Mm-hmm. First, make a constitution saving throw.
Whew, 13.
If it's the same, she saves, right?
Yeah.
The DC is 13.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we've been playing.
So then that's only 8 radiant damage.
I'll take it. Just don't let it hurt the robe, please. It's gonna singe something or...
All right, so...
It's fine.
So, Riot, you have this moment with Emre. You've wrapped your arms around him, and you're taking this radiant moonlight damage. It is a very beautiful, touching moment because like this moonlight is coming down on this and highlighting this reunion of siblings.
This is adorable.
Mm-hmm. and since we've fallen out of initiative, I think Lariah, if you wanted to stop the spell, you could do so. Or do you want to... Do you want to wait?
No, yeah, I'll stop it.
We need to learn more lessons.
That reaction also deserves the inspiration. I know you're already full up, but that was good. The person can get.
So, Emre, you have been swayed. Your focus is no longer on Karen. It is now on the Mage Zerker.
Yeah. I think Emery is thinking back in time. Wah, 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 wah. That was the flashback sound. To when the explosion happened 6 months ago. And he's remembering looking at his father and seeing not a look of concern for children, but a look of annoyance. And suddenly the powerful draw towards Karen moves. He is no longer staring at you, and he's now staring in another direction. Emery, still in the embrace of Riot, looks up at the energy of his focus has now moved to his father. He knows what he has to do if he ever wants to be at rest.
Everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks for joining us. And thanks so much, Davis, for reprising the role of Emery Bonesucker. Can you let our misadventurers know where they can find you online?
Totally. I'm Davis, and you can find me online on the Dank Dungeons show, which is in hiatus until the pandemic is over. you can find me there. I'm also on Instagram as Pluto Was Framed.
I'm for Dank Dungeons. I'm sure there's plenty of back.
Oh my god! And it's
Oh yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's really funny.
Two full seasons. Yeah.
So definitely check that out.
Awesome. Thanks again, Davis. For anyone who'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middlescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.